Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a completely jam-packed transmission against tyranny today as we accelerate towards the end of 2009 into 2010. It is December 30th, Wednesday, December 30th, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Report, Iran to launch counterattack if Israel strikes. That out of Ynet News, out of Israel. Also out of Israel, Jerusalem Post, U.S. readying paralyzing Iran sanctions, which Ron Paul has called an act of war. Meanwhile, the CIA is running attempts to overthrow the nation of Iran. Very dangerous game being played. We're on the edge of World War III, ladies and gentlemen. Other bizarre news out of the Associated Press. Spacehead. Russia may send spacecraft to stop deadly asteroid coming towards Earth. You just can't make this type of stuff up. Healthcare vote puts Nelson 30 points down in re-election bid, Senator Nelson, Ben Nelson. And in every poll, every Democrat in the House and Senate that's voted for this robbery, it's this looting, this grand theft of the health care bill, is plunging between 15 and 35 points. I mean, they are all in terminal death plunge. We've never seen political plunges like this. This is the kiss of death. Democrats hate the government health care bill because they finally read it. Republicans hate it. The banks and insurance companies just love it. Bloomberg did a huge analysis, one of their financial writers, of the latest bank re-regulation system. It was a $4-plus trillion theft, a new $4 trillion we just learned of, on top of the $23.7 trillion in the last year. So I guess that brings it up to 27 plus trillion. Can you hear Dr. Evil saying $27 trillion? So that is coming up as well. Again, why are they all committing political suicide? Because they're all bought and paid for. They've all taken bribes or all have a mistress. And the NSA has surveilled them all. Foreign governments have surveilled them. And it's, look, you can either take the money and the payoffs, or it'll be on CNN tonight that you've been visiting hookers for 25 years. Male hookers. With a lot of these guys. And they're like, okay, doesn't matter, my political career is over. You say I'll get a big lobbyist job, you're going to make millions a year. After you lose the Senate, we already control your replacement. He'll be speaking out against you, but he'll betray them as soon as he gets in. Now go enjoy the hookers. I digress, though. That's in the international news. I have the financial news here in front of me. An article written by Steve Watson and Paul Watson that I contributed to. The Decade of Tyranny that I will go over in the last hour today. Here's who we have coming up. Kurt Haskell, the lawyer who broke on this show yesterday that a second reported bomber, a John Doe number 2, was arrested, and they said, we've got to get you out of the airport, out of the customs terminal. You saw the bomb. You've got to get out of here. And then it was never on the news. And, of course, more details of the smart-dressed man bringing the disheveled, who looked like he was drugged out of his mind, underwear bomber on board the plane past security. The terror watch list ignored, all of it beginning to come out. Now other witnesses are confirming on mainstream television what Mr. Haskell said here yesterday. This is big. He's joining us in 30 minutes. Then Wade Madsen, Paul Craig Roberts.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It was a world exclusive here yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. Key information was relayed. The mainstream media information blockade was run. Exclusive, FBI silent on plane bomber's accomplice. I hope that listeners don't just let this fall by the wayside. We're blessed that the attorney, Kurt Haskell, who's joining us coming up here in about 25 minutes for his second interview with us, and his wife were able to witness this, and now other witnesses are coming forward and corroborating their story. And there's even been an MSNBC report. But they just put it out there like it's no big deal with one of the other eyewitnesses going, yeah, you know, they said they found a bomb. They arrested this guy. They said we had to get out of there because we were in danger. Probably wasn't another bomb. It was probably one of their agents who needed to get out of the dragnet. And so they cleared everybody out to release them. But the issue is the FBI isn't discussing the video that was shot in the terminal in Amsterdam of the sharp-dressed man bringing the underwear bomber who was disheveled, appeared to be drugged, onto the plane, past security. sharp-dressed guy who can tell security, stand down, you don't need any identification. See, that's media spin to just say, oh, no passport, no ID. This guy just goes on the plane, which is impossible. He was flashing security credentials, is how I was able to do it clearly. And once that happened, once he got on board the plane, someone else was videotaping and aiming the camera at him, according to a bunch of other witnesses, the entire time. People were wondering, why does that guy keep aiming that camera over there towards that row of seats, and why is he the whole flight videotaping this? I've been on international flights, been on national flights, been on regional flights, and they constantly come over and say, no photography, no videotaping. I'm always shooting video out the window. I mean, I've probably had 30, 40 times had the flight attendants, the stewardesses, come over and say, turn your camera off. But not this guy. And then you have the massive propaganda buildup about how we've got to go into Yemen. Thousands of U.S. Special Forces and CIA and MI6 are already there. There's a civil war. They've got to go into Somalia. They've got to go into Sudan. We've got to invade. Remember what Tarpley said in Obama deception? He said they're going to go into Africa. They're going to go into Yemen. I always marvel at the quality of our guest. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts a month ago said gold's going to go down for a while, but because the carry trade's reversing into the U.S. with the currency, and things will flood back into the dollar for a short period, a few months, and then it's going to plunge again. And then exactly that happened. He's joining us in the last hour. But you see, it isn't that the mainstream media can't get it right and just has idiot analysts on CNBC. They're there lying and suckering the public and giving you disinfo. They all know what Webster Tarpley knows. They all know what Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury, knows. They all know this. I've sat around many times at events and talked to high-level globalists who say, Jones, is this off the record? Yes, it's off the record. Yes, I hear you're a man of your word. Well, let me just tell you. Of course things are the way you say, but that's the way it is. The public are even more vicious than us, and we have to be corrupt just to keep them in check. Your so-called supporters would chew you into pieces in a matter of minutes, is basically the line. And in a way, it's true. But it doesn't matter, because a truly virtuous person does the right thing regardless. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. The heart of evil is the end justifies the means. That's what Saul Alinsky wrote. That's what Hillary in her PhD treatise wrote. That's what the Delta Force is taught. That's what the Special Forces are taught. That's what cops are taught. That's the road to hell. Is, well, I'm doing this for a good reason. It's a rationalization. And the argument is, well, there are 100 million radical Muslims out there, and they do want to take over, and their culture is going to take over. And in a way, that's true. They've got a culture that is more ancient, that is based around the family, that is seen as archaic by the social engineers. It's certainly got its problems, but compared to the New World Order social engineering of breaking up the family, drugging everyone, putting everybody in dormitories, totally micromanaging and spying on all facets of society, sterilizing the public, it's just a competing system, and that's why the globalists don't like it. If there's an evil system out there that serves them, they love it. So the argument is, we've got to stage terror attacks to get the people to grow up and get behind our New World Order, because we know best, and we've got to do this. And that's how the world really turns. Our entire society is being social engineered. Right here in Austin, New York City, doesn't matter where you go in the world, Australia is one of the worst countries when it comes to this. There's environmental tyranny. It has nothing to do with the environment. Anything real that's hurting the environment is ignored. All over the country and all over the world, children are trained to spy on their parents and fill out reports on them to the school. They call it violations. I talk about the New York Times when they're not writing articles about how the Boy Scouts are being trained and taken over by police departments to, quote, take on American gun owners and veterans. Oh, yeah, they're just in your face. Now they have articles about, oh, look at the little girls come home and tell their mom they can't have hot water for a bath and they can't brush their teeth and leave the water on and, ooh, the kitchen light is on. And then I see a UN-funded ecosnoop.com. We're going to cover this later when we're live at prisonplanet.tv. And it says report violations. It says swarm them. Companies that have lights on at night. People that don't trim their gardens. It's just getting everybody trained to tattle and spy. And then overnight, it's converted into spying for guns, spying for raising your voice. People get arrested now, have their children taken. There's no law. You can't raise your voice. But the CPS can say they deem that as abusive. Meanwhile, they've been caught all over the world, literally locking kids up in closets because they overflow their facilities and beating them and raping them. But that's okay. They're the bureaucrats. They're the social engineers. What you have is a bunch of lazy, greedy, power-tripping control freaks that fill government and fill the corporations that feed off of it and have grown up around it, sucking off of us, the producers, period. And they love it. And they're the priest of power, the cult of power, with all the little petty power bureaucrats and control freaks all supping on their power, all supping on their gang mentality. And I'm going to play this video from EcoSnoop where they talk about swarming people. Let me tell you, they're swarming folks in Austin. You can't take your SUV down to Zilker Park without having your tires slashed or your windows knocked out by these eco cults. And they love burning people's houses down around the country. They love burning down ski resorts. They're ready to line people up, put them in the ditch, and shoot them in the back of the head. And you got useful idiots out there who are buying into this, not knowing how extreme it is. I'm sure the fools at EcoSnoop don't realize what they're part of in a larger frame. They don't understand how they are being molded and fashioned into the secret police system. But it's all around us. When you send your kids to public school, they learn how to be insecure, how to be peer pressure driven, how to have sex and use drugs, illegal and legal, at an early age. And they learn how to rat on people, and they learn how to disrespect you. And that's what you pay your tax money for. And they learn how to be prisoners who have to wear ID badges and are locked down in the school, and the parents come and thumb scan in thousands of school districts we know of under international agreements and funds being internationally funded, where the parents are like prisoners that come into a loading dock, a loading cell, like visiting prisoners and thumbprint to come in to see their kids, all in the name of safety. This is a scientific dictatorship. I use that term. People that don't know what it means, you better look into it. This is a group of vicious control freaks. I know you've worked with people or known people in life who are lying, who are duplicitous, who are manipulative, who play games, who play the victim, who get in little alliances of control freaks, who hate producers, who hate the strong, who hate the creative. The New World Order is an alliance of degenerate, backstabbing, immoral scum who are waging war against the beautiful, war against the virtuous, war against the innocent, war against the weak. They wage war against everyone, including themselves. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. Now, coming up, I'm going to get into the latest developments. Exclusive FBI silent on plane bombers' accomplice. PrisonPlanet.com. Infowars.com. Kurt Nemo, bombshell, eyewitness revelations confirmed. FBI cover-up of Flight 253 attack.
Hello. At OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Daniel Huizenga was on the flight coming in out of Amsterdam into Detroit, Michigan, flight 253, and he is confirming on MSNBC. This was actually Monday night, but no one picked up on it. It finally got picked up on in mainstream news today. TV stations in Minnesota picked up this morning on what was covered on MSNBC on Monday, which only confirms and backs up what we already know. Headline, second person was detained by U.S. Customs after alleged attack on Flight 253. And that's what we're going to be talking with our guest, another survivor of the botched attack, Kurt Haskell, who talked about this here on air yesterday. He was almost late getting on the show because the FBI had just left his office and they didn't want to discuss the person that had been taken into custody in Detroit, the person that the bomb-sniffing dog had identified, the person that the FBI said, you've got to get out of here because of what we just found. You're in danger. And he said, that happened. And the FBI said, we're not going to discuss that. And he said, well, I want to discuss the fact that why are you showing me mugshots of other people instead of the video from Amsterdam of the man in the sharp-dressed suit bringing him on board that aircraft? And they did not want to discuss that. And they said, we asked the questions, not you, pal. Oh, really, an investigation? I thought the eyewitness should bring up, hey, I saw this guy brought on board past security. I mean, someone investigating meter reading. No, meter maids have more investigative skill than this, and the FBI knows that. And, folks, anytime it's a government-sponsored event or a provocateur operation or a drill that they use as a cover story to set up a patsy, the FBI always does this. So they got a problem on their hands because Daniel Huizenga is now confirming what Kurt Haskell said. We're going to call Huizenga, by the way, today, try to get him on today or tomorrow. Here's Daniel Huizenga on MSNBC. This is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on MinnesotaLive.com and everything Michigan, MLive.com. Second person who detained by U.S. Customs after alleged attack on Flight 253. Hit it, Jaron.
They were pretty sizable.
And I understand that after the plane landed and they took him off the plane, detained him, that then everybody had to go through additional security procedures. Can you describe that?
Yeah, that's correct. After we were finally able to leave the plane, we were taken to a customs area, and they brought bomb dogs in, checked all the luggage with that. Another person was taken aside and handcuffed and brought out, and we were moved into another room for safety reasons, they told us. And we were detained for about 3 hours before we were finally able to go through customs and get on the way.
I should mention that the other person that they handcuffed was someone that they were concerned about whether there was someone else on board the plane cooperating with the primary suspect after they had investigated this other passenger. They deemed that he was no threat and was released as well. Let me ask you about flying now. Do you feel safe?
All right. Now, here's what we got to do. We have to reach out to the other families. There was a Christian family who went to Nigeria to adopt two black children. And they were bringing those young children back. And they are some of the witnesses. In fact, their particular names are in that original video clip. They were on television on CNN with Kurt Haskell. I know I've got their names here in my stack, but let's dig that out and try to get a hold of them before the FBI gets to them. They probably already have with the cover-up. And we need, because they were also in that customs area, we need to find out if the person the dog alerted on and the person they put in handcuffs and then cleared the customs area for everyone's safety, the FBI told them. We need to find out if that's the same guy shooting the video throughout the flight. It is 100% inside job if that is ascertained. We're already 98% there. All the evidence points there. The setup to go into Yemen, the preparation, the hype in the week before this happened, the way the media picked this up, and then now the fact that they were warned, the fact that he was at training camps and his father was warning him and he was kept off the terror list. I mean, you start adding all this together, it's more than 98% already. I guess it's just a disgusting cherry on top of just absolute proof if we can nexus this in. And if the man that was filming was the one that was taken out as a terrorist, that was the cover. He'll actually be a handler.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
I'm ready.
Well, here it's fine. If you've got the time, and that tend to get yourself in.
It is Wednesday, the 30th day of December 2009. I couldn't do what we do here without my crew, and they're scrambling with names and documents and facts. Without Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, Jaron Neihardt, Craig Sadler, Ryan, everybody here in the office, our IT people, everyone. I just want to thank them right now for the great job the InfoWars team does. Everybody here in the office. Okay, yesterday we had Kurt Haskell. And he's also an attorney at law, has his own law firm. And he and his wife had gone on an African sightseeing safari. They were flying back in out of Africa through Europe, through Amsterdam. And they saw the smart-dressed man come through security down the concourse, lead this disheveled. Some of his crowd, he was looking dazed, drugged out, underwear bomber, up to security. No ID, doesn't have, lying about where he's from, saying he's from Sudan, doesn't need a passport. They go talk to managers, get him on the plane. Once they're on the plane, other witnesses confirming each other's reports that a man was videotaping the entire flight, trained on the underwear bomber. Then, once they get him off in Detroit, after the botched attack that set fire to part of the plane, and after the man was subdued, the tiny Nigerian was subdued, the diminutive Nigerian, after all of that happened, they then went out to the customs area and were being searched, a drug dog alerted. The Indian-looking man was drug off behind closed doors. The FBI came out and said, we got to get you all out of here, obviously, for your safety. And this was brought up to the FBI yesterday by Kurt Haskell. And they didn't want to talk about it. And they didn't want to talk about the video from Amsterdam. They didn't want to talk about any of this. Or, you know, where's the video from the man shooting video on the plane? They don't want to talk about that. They want you to forget about that and get scared and give all your rights up and attack Yemen and Sudan and Somalia and attack Iran and, you know, put your family through body scanners. Joining us until the end of the hour is Kurt Haskell. With part two, you have been completely vindicated despite the FBI getting angry with you. It's now the big headline on Drudge. Second person was detained by U.S. Customs, alleged attack. Daniel Husinga, another witness reporting this. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Haskell.
No problem, Alex. Glad to be back.
Now, I just recapped that. If any of that wasn't exactly right, correct me, and then go over recapping what you think the FBI needs to do. Is there a cover-up ongoing here?
You know, I'm just an eyewitness. You know, I'm trying to not speculate on what my opinion is in all of this. You know, all I know is now I'm seeing a news story out today that the Dutch military police are saying I'm not credible in regards to the so-called sharp-dressed man, but also realize that nobody's releasing the video that I know that they have, that I asked the FBI to review with me yesterday when they're in my office.
Well, let's not glaze over that. This is massive. The Dutch police are saying you're not credible.
Mm-hmm.
A lawyer in good standing,
right.
Someone trained to get their facts straight. Other parts of your story have been confirmed by other witnesses and your wife.
Correct.
And so here we are, but they won't release that video. Go ahead.
Yeah, the FBI came to my office yesterday, and I said, hi, guys. Hope you brought the video from the Amsterdam airport with you. It seems to me that's the most logical point to start this interview. And they kind of looked at each other and laughed and made no comment.
Well, we're now 5-6 days into this. I think we need to start beating the drum. Where is the Amsterdam footage? Where is the footage shot by the man on the plane?
You know, I'm going to leave that to you, Alex. I'm trying to stay as neutral as possible.
But they're already, as you suspected from the interview yesterday and now in the news, trying to impeach your credibility, Mr. Haskell. Clearly, tell people on the record what you saw. And you need to be vindicated. They need to release that footage before they have time to show some cropped shot of the, you know, trash cans or something.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, Alex, I've done a lot of interviews on this, and I've tried extremely hard to stay neutral and stick to what I know, which is just me being an eyewitness and not any kind of an expert witness, just to repeat what I've seen, because I fully expected that my credibility would be attacked, and I'm starting to see that on the Internet. And I didn't want to give anyone any more ammunition to try and discredit me, because I fully expected this all along. What they're trying to discredit me on is my sharp-dressed man story, which is that an Indian-looking man around age 50, dressed in a suit, escorted the terrorist to a ticket agent just before boarding and indicated to the ticket agent that this man had no passport, that he was from Sudan, and that this sort of thing was done all the time. Two men were then referred to a security manager down the hallway. We then boarded the plane. Somehow the black man made it on the plane and tried to blow it up later, and the Indian man has not been seen again to this point. Apparently there is some closed caption TV video of this area. It's not appeared anywhere, and I would fully expect that If they actually had a video that proved myself wrong, it would be all over the world right now, on the internet, on the news, everywhere. Notice all we're getting is a claim trying to discredit me and no video. And, by the way, several days ago, I broke the story about the second man being arrested in customs. I was the first one to mention this anywhere, to any reporter, to any news agency, anywhere. The FBI for days claimed that only one person was detained. Subsequently, two of my fellow passengers confirmed my story, and miraculously last night, after I harassed the FBI about this in my office, the FBI recanted their claim and now admits that another man not only was detained, but continues to be detained on immigration charges. What I take out of that to mean immigration charges, i.e., we have another man without a passport.
Did the dog notice that he didn't have a passport? Because you said it was the dog is who singled this guy out, but now they're saying, no, it was a lack of credentials.
Yeah, exactly. You tell me what the story is.
So we now have a police dog that can smell if your papers aren't in order. I thought it went and stopped because the guy showed that he may have had explosives. Continuing with one of the eyewitnesses here.
Apparently the FBI now has passport-sniffing dogs, Alex.
Yes.
Apparently.
Well, I mean, this is devastating. You have the FBI on record, impeached for 4 days. They said, no, we did not detain anyone else. No, there was no one else there. You gave countless media interviews. It never got out on the news. You tried to warn people. They denied it. Now, because other witnesses live on TV have just let this slip out, they now have had to change their story and say, okay, we did detain somebody else. The bomb-sniffing dog smelled. They didn't have proper papers. But you say, and others say, witnesses now on record, that the FBI said, we've got to get you out of here for your safety. I mean, is now not having a proper passport, is that dangerous?
I guess so. Apparently they now have exploding invisible passports.
Exploding invisible passports. Well,
yeah,
on 9/11 they had magic passports that could make it outside the aircraft and fall down to the ground and be found by the FBI. So I guess maybe they do. Next, the passport will be like a magic carpet. You just fly around on it.
might be safer to fly on a magic carpet these days.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're somebody who could have easily been killed along with your wife. You have no reason to be telling stories. Everything you've said has been backed up. The FBI has been caught lying. And, well, sir, instead of me throwing points out here, my head is just spinning and reeling. How are you feeling right now? I mean, you've just told the truth. You've been proven to be telling the truth. Yeah. And they're saying you're a liar, but I mean, clearly, here's the big question, and I want to hear what you have to say. Here's my big question.
Sure.
You say he's right up there by the ticket counter.
Yeah.
I mean, surely that had video cameras on it in the past.
No doubt it did.
Okay, so break that down for us.
Well, why don't we have the video? Let me just throw this out there. Don't you think if there was a video that clearly proved that I was wrong, that it would already hit the media? Don't you think so?
Well, that's spectacular footage, regardless of the deadly bomber. We've all got to give our rights up to the loving government because of him. Everybody's so scared right now. I mean, why not show us the devil bomber? Why not show him getting on the plane? Well, they've got to.
We had similar video of Muhammad Atta. I don't really want to talk about 9/11, but I know there was a similar video of him that was all over the media. Why not of this man? You know they have it.
Well, I guess because we might see that imaginary smart-dressed man.
We might.
Let's go over this in case they doctor the footage later when they do release it. What color was the suit? Did he have cufflinks on? I mean, any details? How tall was he? I mean, just any details you can tell us about the...
I only have a few details because I didn't look at him that well, and here's what I know. He appeared to me to be Indian, and no offense to anyone that's Indian out there. He might have been Pakistani. He might have been from Bangladesh. You know, I'm not talented enough to know the difference. He was around age 50. He was around 6 feet tall, around 230, 240 pounds. I'm estimating because I'm 6 feet tall. I can estimate that pretty closely. He had on a suit. I don't believe he had on a tie. I believe the suit was tan. He had nothing on his head, no turban or anything. And I believe he had all his hair. And that's about the only description I can give. I really don't know any other details.
But by sharp dressed, he looked good.
He looked wealthy.
I mean, his clothes were tailored well. I mean, you can tell when somebody knows how to wear a suit.
He looked wealthy. That's my best description of him.
High-powered?
Well, that's
authoritative? I mean, that's key if he's some kind of intelligence agent.
I'm sorry?
I mean, did he look James Bondish? I mean, did he look authoritative?
He looked wealthy. I don't know if I would say that.
Well, he obviously got somebody without ID through security and on an international airplane. I mean, and by wealthy, I would think of wealthy as he had gravitas or he looked confident.
Well, I guess you could read into that. I don't know. He looked to me like he had a lot of money. I don't know how else to explain it. You know, when you look at someone, you can tell. This guy is poor, or you know, this guy is wealthy. You know, you usually have a good impression of that. I don't know how else to explain it.
No, I understand. Well, in the time we've got left with you, I've asked my questions, and I know clearly there's a government cover-up going on. We're in the middle of this. This is so huge. Everything you've said has been confirmed. Everything they're saying has been proven to be a lie.
Well, let me stop you there. It hasn't been confirmed in my sharp dressed man story, but the only thing that
it's been confirmed by your wife.
The only thing that can confirm it is the video, because I think I'm the only person on Earth, well, except for the ticket agent, that saw this. My wife didn't even see it.
Okay.
I think myself and the ticket agent would be the only two people, and maybe the security manager, you know, that could confirm it.
And now it's too late. I guarantee you the globalists have been to this ticket agent and told him, you saw nothing, uh-huh. Sergeant Schultz.
Well. That's your opinion. I don't want to comment on that, but okay.
Well, going back to the FBI, I mean, you did talk about yesterday that they mm-hmm. were trying clearly to impeach you.
Oh, you're putting words in my mouth, Alex. They showed me they showed me 10 pictures. Two were of the same man. And I think they're trying to see if I would respond that there were 10 different men instead of 9. One of which had two pictures.
And then if memory serves, I don't think I'm actually putting words in your mouth. I want to be clear on this.
Okay.
I'm trying to be really careful here because the establishment's listening. I said, well, what was the point of that? And you said to the FBI, what, is this some kind of game where you try to disprove me or something?
I did.
Well, that is trying to impeach you.
I'm pretty sarcastic with the FBI. I am.
Is trying to impeach you.
I admit it.
Anything else about that FBI meeting? Anything else you haven't said that you think is important?
Just a couple points. You know, I've been saying my story all along. All I've been doing is being honest. And I'm glad some people are coming back and corroborating parts of my story, even though, you know, a portion of the public is taking shots at me. And now I'm trying to be discredited on my sharp-dressed man story. But there. As I told the FBI, the easiest way to prove or disprove my story is to show the video. It's real
sure.
Simple.
Well, that's COINTELPRO doing that to you.
Very simple.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong or prove me right. You have the video. Let me see it. Period.
Well, personally, outside of the case itself, just how are you feeling being in the middle of this? You go to Africa to see some lions, tigers, and... you know, giraffes, and suddenly it turns into this circus, and now you
yeah.
didn't just survive a bombing with your wife. Now you're just reporting what you saw. Much yeah. of it's been confirmed by other witnesses, and they won't release the video. I mean, you're in the middle of a spy novel.
Boy, it sure seems that way, doesn't it? You know, I don't really know how to feel on it. You know, I'm just hoping, you know, everyone that knows me is backing me very strongly. Including, you know, all my lawyer friends and all my clients. So, you know, I'm very happy of that.
What did the FBI say when you brought up the person who they detained, because they were still yesterday denying that.
Yeah, you know, I was very sarcastic with them. They showed me a picture that I thought was that man. And, you know, I said to the, I looked at the picture. I looked up at both of them, and then I kind of laughed, and I said, you know, this sure looks like the man that you hauled away in customs in handcuffs after a dog found something in his carry-on bag that you refused to admit exist. And they didn't really like that comment, I don't think. But that's just me being sarcastic again. Their response, of course, was, no comment.
Their response was no comment. And mm-hmm. and since then, they've admitted that, oh, yeah, we got somebody on immigration issues, but it's no big deal, which is clearly another lie because we have multiple witnesses saying, we've got to get you out of here for your safety, and you saw the bomb dog alert.
That's true.
This is unbelievable. Thank God for the courage of our guest, Kurt Haskell, who's being confirmed every step of the way by other witnesses. And they could disprove the sharp-dressed man situation right now by putting that ticket agent on TV, right now by releasing that footage. And they will release footage. They're going to release some side camera that shows nothing. That's my guess. Stay there. Final segment with our guest straight ahead.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
We're going to have Mr. Haskell back on Sunday with us at 4:30 Central, 5:30 Eastern, 30 minutes into the abbreviated Sunday two-hour show. We'll know a lot more by then. We really appreciate his gracious time with us. If it sounds like I'm interrogating him, I am, to try to find out more info. In the 4 minutes we have left, sir, before we got to let you go, any other points you want to make, any other pieces of the puzzle, statements you want to make on record here to the worldwide audience? I would just call for listeners to demand the government, the media, the FBI, the Dutch police, they need to release that footage. They need to show us the beef. Go ahead.
Just a couple things. Again, you know, I have no agenda at all except to tell the truth. I've never even brought up to any reporter anywhere that I'm an attorney. Every reporter has brought that up to me. Not trying to promote my law office. Not trying to get a book deal or reality show. Not trying to get anything. If I was going to promote anything, I would promote my charity, but I haven't even mentioned that I have one to anyone. And I don't really want to get into any more specifics on that, but if I were to promote something, that would be what I would be promoting. But I don't have that agenda in any
way. That's right. A lot of the other witnesses demanded money. It's in the news that you didn't demand money to go on these shows.
Oh, hell no. I don't want any money. Alex, I have enough money to take an African safari. I have money. I don't need any more.
I understand.
I'm not a poor individual.
No, it's good to be independent so you're not easily controlled. I know the feeling. Go ahead.
So, that's really all I wanted to say on that.
Absolutely. Well, sir, we really appreciate your courage, and your story keeps checking out. You privately, well, a lot of people are asking me how you're feeling, if you're concerned, mm-hmm. and... I mean, you're saying you're not intimidated. Anything else you want to add on that point?
As my lawyer friends know up here in Michigan, it's not possible to intimidate me. It's not. I've been an attorney 10 years. I've taken, you know, a lot of shots at myself. I've argued thousands of cases, and you can't intimidate me. It's not possible. Bring it on.
Well, yeah, then you don't have to worry about things in life. What's going to happen is going to happen.
Bring it on. Anyone wants to take any shots at me, go ahead. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong with more than a statement. Prove me wrong with evidence. I was there. People taking shots at me that weren't there, you need to prove that I'm wrong with evidence.
Absolutely. Well, they need to release that footage. I mean, this should be a huge scandal, and I think it's starting to turn into one. Where is the footage? Where is the footage? Where is the Amsterdam footage?
I agree. I agree 100%. I asked for it yesterday from the FBI, and I was stonewalled. So I don't know what else I can do.
How would you describe their demeanor when you asked for the footage?
I would say totally blowing me off.
And as
if that was a ridiculous request that I review that with them.
And not to put words in your mouth, going from memory, didn't they say something like, we ask the questions, not you?
Yeah, something of that sort. Maybe not word for word, but something along those lines. I will say this, though. I don't mean to rip on the two FBI agents that were here. It's my aggravation is more with the FBI agency in general. And
sure, hold on one second, sir. Hold on.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.